Today's date is June 18th. It's 2009. Sitting across from me is the very famous Danny Williams.
My real name is Dan Hamill Williams. I was born in Fort Worth, Texas on April 21st, 1927. When I came to Oklahoma City, they started calling me Danny, so I became Danny Williams. There really is no Danny Williams. I invented him.
But did you offer that name? I want to be called Danny?
No. The boss, the Hoyt Andre, started calling me that, and it stuck.
All right. But let's start back in your radio career in 1947, and that was in Austin, Texas.
That is correct.
You started telling children's stories.
I started a station called KTXN in Austin, Texas. And the first program I had, I played classical music on Sunday afternoon.
What drew you to radio? How was it that you even got on there?
I needed a job. I had a pregnant wife, and I was going to school, and my GI Bill was about to run out.
So how old were you then?
In 1947, I guess I was...
20.
20, yes.
1947. So you must have been a performer of some sort to gravitate toward radio high school or anything?
Well, no, during high school, all the guys went to the service during World War II, and I got a job introducing strippers on the Jacksboro Highway in Fort Worth, Texas when I was 16.
And how did that come about?
Well, I was trying to do stand-up and all that stuff, and I went up there and asked for a job, got a job.
So were you a stand-up, as in comedian?
Yes, uh-huh.
Telling jokes, standing up at 16 years old.
That's what I started at. Of course, I stole all the jokes. I didn't write any of them, you know. But nobody else knew what they were, so it worked out.
So that was working for you?
Right.
Then you became a stripper announcer.
Yeah, and then I went in the Navy in 1944, and I was in the Navy from 44 to 45. And I came home, and I heard about the GI Bill, so I decided to go to college. And I found out that disc jockeys made payola, so I studied radio to become a disc jockey.
You started college and dropped out.
No, I graduated
in
1949.
Which university?
University of Texas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Studying then
broadcasting.
Broadcasting?
Yes. Uh-huh. And when I was working for KTXN after the classical music show on Sunday afternoon, they put me on Saturday morning playing kiddie records. And before long, we ran out of the records, so I started telling the stories myself.
Were they out of books, or did you make them up?
Like Cinderella and the Three Bears, and I'd do all this stuff and put a lot of adult stuff in there, like the Three Bears got their loan from the FHA and stuff like that.
So adults got interested in it, too.
Oh, yeah, it got real popular. And then... at this station, I started doing University of Texas basketball, play-by-play, and I did everything. I even did a show on Sunday night at a African-American funeral home at 10:30, which was a weird experience.
Man, you just worked everywhere, didn't you?
And then I went to work for Lyndon Johnson at KTBC.
What did you do there?
I was a morning disc jockey. As a matter of fact, I worked with one of the great disc jockeys that ever happened, Cactus Pryor.
He was on KTVC. And what was it about him? Because I think you kind of learned a lot from him.
Oh, he was unbelievable. He was a real funny guy and a really great disc jockey. And he used to do a deal, which he still does today, I think. People would invite him to a convention, and he would pretend he was a Swedish physicist. And he would talk to the crowd before the show, and then he would stand up and tell everybody he wasn't a physicist. And tell everybody what they said to him, and I mean, it was a great act. He also wrote a parody to Buell Train, which became pretty popular.
So did you draw a lot from him and used techniques of his?
Absolutely. I've drawn a lot from everybody. I don't know anything.
We all steal from everybody,
don't we? Yeah, I do.
And then you hosted a record show there. Was Lyndon Johnson around any when you?
Oh, yeah, he'd come in every once in a while. This station was in an area, and it was a long building between the alley and the street. And he'd come in, and before he got out of his limo, he had a book, and his people would tell him who's who in the station. And he'd come in the station, and he'd say, "There's a pencil there. I told y'all to move that the last time I was here." He was a hell of a guy, really was.
And Lady Bird, too, maybe? Did she come
I never met Lady Bird. No.
Yeah. at KTBC, you stayed there for...
I stayed there for almost a year, and I graduated from Texas in 1949.
In school, working at the same time.
Yeah, I'm right. That is correct.
What drove you to college? Because there could be a lot who would have said, you know, I can make more money, I can do radio already, why do I need a college degree?
Let me say this about all of that. I was born with a guy who was a barber and a sharecropper. I never had any money at all.